welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 317 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. This is Ed, and on this week's show, we're going to bring you two pretty good audio clips that Lisa picked up for us down in Walt Disney World. The first one is from Hollywood Studios. It's going to be the Sunset Season's Greetings. Basically, it's the holiday show they have over on Sunset Boulevard. We got some great video recordings, some great audio recordings. We're going to bring you the audio tonight. It's a pretty cool little show. After that, Lisa had the opportunity to go to the Epcot International Festival of the Holidays preview event. Basically, that's an event for the media to go to and check out all the things that Disney's going to be bringing at Epcot for the holidays this season. Now, you do notice it's a little later than the rest of the park. Well, yeah, Food and Wine just closed, so I guess they wait till that happens. And then it's full bore holiday season. So we're going to bring you both those clips tonight. Again, thanks to Lisa for being able to get to the parks for us and get this great audio. Just as a quick reminder, keep your eye out for that next Mandalorian show. We've been doing our Disney Plus special edition podcasts to review what's been going on at Disney Plus, especially some of our favorite shows like The Mandalorian and Imagineering. So stay tuned. That'll be our next release. So without further ado, here we go.
Thank you. round of applause for food and beverage right now. Well, here to speak about the exciting food and beverage offerings coming this season, please welcome General Manager of Epcot Food and Beverage Festivals and Operating Participant, Dave Kesting. Welcome, Dave.
Wow, that's a tough act to follow, but I'll give it my best shot. Good evening and welcome. There really is no better place to celebrate the holidays than here at the Walt Disney World Resort. And beginning November 29th, the Epcot family invites you and yours to experience a truly global holiday celebration. During this festival, we honor the traditions from all around the world. However you celebrate, we here at Epcot want to celebrate with you at the Epcot International Festival of the Holidays, presented by Advent Health. I'd like to say a special thank you to our Advent Health partners for their support. What are the holidays without the songs and stories of our traditions? At Epcot, our wonderful holiday entertainment is one of the important cornerstones of the festival. Our storytellers return with tales of celebrations from people and cultures represented around World Showcase. In Germany, an all-new cappella group, Chile Demure, will sing a mix of contemporary music and classic Christmas carols. And over in World Showcase Plaza, enjoy gospel and Kwanzaa songs with Joyful, a celebration of the season. And perhaps the most beloved Epcot tradition during this time of the year is the Candlelight Processional, where a mass choir, 50-piece orchestra, and a celebrity narrator tell the Christmas story in the America Gardens Theater. This year, in addition to a host of returning fan favorites, such as Neil Patrick Harris and Whoopi Goldberg, we welcome an all-new narrator, the esteemed journalist, television presenter, and author Lisa Lane. Of course, just as important as the traditional stories of the holidays are the food and the drinks. We welcome back our holiday kitchens and the menus full of heartwarming and stomach-filling favorites, as well as such new items such as the smoked salmon potato latkes from the Heim Holiday Kitchen and the Canadian wild rice and ham soup with almonds served with a pretzel roll at the Yukon Holiday Kitchen. However, I think I'm most excited about the return of the popular Holiday Cookie Stroll, where nearly every cookie is due this year. From gingerbread cookies to Linzer cookies and chocolate crinkle cookies, you're sure to fill your cookie jar with a selection that would make Santa envious. One final festival tradition we celebrate this time of the year is seasonal decor. From the wreaths and the garlands that will bedeck our pavilions to the massive holiday tree in the entrance of World Showcase, Epcot is beautifully dressed this time of the season. This year, we're headed to the Land Pavilion with a mission in mind, to light up the night with a special sparkling tour. After the sun sets during the festival, ride Living with the Land for a peaceful evening cruise and view twinkling holiday light displays throughout the greenhouses with Living with the Land, Merry and Bright Nights. And as a special surprise, you don't need to wait to see this new experience. We are taking you all on a sneak preview tonight. There's plenty more to experience around the festival, and I haven't even mentioned the great holiday shopping opportunities all around the park. Be sure to take a look at all our merchandise displays to see what's available this year. Our festival has a holiday tradition waiting for every guest who visits the Epcot family this year, and I hope you enjoy all that we have to celebrate. Thank you, and again, thank you to our Advent Health partners for all their support.
Hello, Disney nerds. We are here with Al. Al is the resident expert when it comes to food here at the festivals in Epcot. So you and I talked at the Food and Wine Festival event, and now we're here at the International Festival of the Holidays discussing all that we have to offer here. So take us through.
Yeah, I'll take you through. So great thing about the holidays, it's all about, you know, feeling at home, that comfort food. So we brought a lot of guest favorites back from last year. Resonated really good with our guests. We had a few minor changes that we enhanced this year. Laheim Marketplace, we created a potato latke, two different ways. One with just creme fraiche, and then one with smoked salmon, creme fraiche, a little capers, and egg. Okay, and that'll be at our Laheim Holiday Kitchen. And then one of my favorites, this is gonna be our pork schnitzel with mushroom gravy and spatzel. This can be found in Bavaria, which is by Germany. This speaks comfort food and home for the holidays for me. And then this one here will be at our Yukon Holiday Kitchen. It's a Canadian-inspired dish of ham, barley, grains. It's a soup. It's garnished with toasted almonds, and you can't go wrong with the pretzel bread. So this will be a new item this year as well.
This looks a lot like a fan favorite at Food and Wine. Looks a little bit like that Canadian cheese soup.
But a lot different.
But a lot different. Don't be fooled.
But it'll be a new favorite.
All right.
It'll definitely be a new favorite.
Just some of the very few beverages, because we have quite a lot.
We don't carry a lot of beverage options at all.
There you go.
What do we got here?
So right up here, folks, like Chef Al was talking to you about Laheim, one of the locations, as well as one of the dishes. Now we have one of the beverages of Laheim. Now, the unique thing about this beverage is the name of this beer. It's actually called Hanukkah Pass the Beer. I love the name. I just really love the name.
Fantastic.
I'm like, I'm obsessed with this name. Right up here, folks, we also got Bavaria in Germany. You'll be able to find the Glühwein. I don't know if you ever had some good Glühwein. It's essentially just warm wine, red warm wine. Phenomenal for cold weather. Unfortunately, we live in Florida, so it's not as cold as we wish to be, but you know what? We close our eyes and we imagine it'll be cold, and that's what we get. So right up here, folks, we also have ice wine. The ice wine, you'll be able to find it over in Canada. Yukon is the place that we'll be having. Who doesn't love some sweet ice wine? I don't know if you guys ever had ice wine, but it's phenomenal. So really good as well.
Now, what is this drink garnished with here? Is that a cinnamon stick?
It is a cinnamon stick, correct. So basically, it has orange on it, cinnamon, and the cinnamon stick, of course, and of course, a red wine. Like I said, it's just a warm red wine on it.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
An expert. Crystal from Southwick, Massachusetts. For those of you that don't know, Southwick is this little, like, nugget in Massachusetts, right? Hugging up against Connecticut.
Are you from Massachusetts?
I went to Westfield State.
Did you really?
I did.
That's awesome. Do you know the lake in Southwick, Concomon Lake?
Yes, I do.
There's the Marina Saunders Boat Livery. That's my dad.
Oh, no!
Yeah!
So, tell me all about our favorite part of the holidays.
So, did you do the cookie stroll last year?
I haven't been to the Epcot Festival of Holidays in a really long time.
This is like my favorite holiday. I love just the holidays at Disney, like Christmas, there's all the decorations, the music and everything. But this year we're doing the second year of our cookie stroll. So we changed up a little bit. Last year we had the cherry cookies and chocolate chip cookies, and we ended up selling 135,000 cookies. It was absolutely insane. But this year we're trying to beat our record, and we actually have, I think, a little bit better cookie options than we had last year. But we do have the black and white cookie over here on this side that we'll be serving in Laheim. So that'll be coming back for a year two, because it was by far our most popular option out of anything a festival of the holidays. Food, drinks, savory food, pastry, it was the black and white cookie. So we had to bring that one back this year. Over on this side, we have the chocolate crinkle cookie. It's a very traditional gooey cookie on the inside, rolled in powdered sugar. And that'll be served in Three Kings. We have a Linzer cookie that'll be served in Bavaria with raspberry jam filling. A peppermint pinwheel, say that five times fast, that'll be served over in Yukon. Has a nice bright red color for Canada. Just a little bit different. We get the peppermint cookie mixed in there with some sugar cookie. A gingerbread, very traditional, will be served over at American Holiday Table. And finally, once you purchase all five of those cookies, that's when you can receive that Mickey Completer cookie. So you can purchase any combination of the five. Each cookie is $2.50. They'll be located in five different marketplaces. And then the sixth marketplace will have the Mickey cookie.
Fantastic.
Yes.
What was last year's sales again?
Over 135,000 cookies.
So I'm a local now. Challenge accepted.
Yes.
So, have you ever decorated?
Sure.
Probably not in a lot of years that I don't want to admit.
Or not in 3 years. You got it.
Not in three
All
years.
Right.
Yes, we're gonna go.
Well, we're gonna give him a big smiley face.
Okay.
Very happy to be here.
Good.
We're gonna give him some green squiggles.
Okay.
For his clothes, because we're a family-friendly park. We can't go around without clothes on. Get kicked out that way. And then we're gonna dress him up for those special days with some red buttons.
Okay.
Very, very dapper. All right. Awesome. Get you some gloves so you don't get all sticky and whatnot.
I'm trying to hang out with Mike. So, how are you?
I'm
What do you have today?
So right up here, I'm going to tell you about this new thing that we have.
I'll get there. Hang tight. Mama's there. If ever you're wondering why, how your food takes a little while to get from the kitchen to the table, might be because I'm cooking. All right, good enough.
Perfect. All right, we're gonna give him a big smiling face.
Why I needed to look at the cookie to know what a smiley face looked like is beyond, but I'm still doing it. It's beyond me.
That's all right. All right.
Close enough.
I'm gonna dress him.
Okay.
Beautiful.
I think I'm challenged by this piping bag here. I'm just saying.
Perfect. Look at those squiggles.
Look at that.
We're gonna make him even more dapper with the red buttons.
Buttons. Nothing says dapper like red buttons.
Exactly. For those special dates for that special someone. Beautiful.
Look at that.
No artistic magical talent, my foot. Come on.
Ready?
That is gorgeous.
Cheer. All right. Well, I think that's everything. So that wraps things up here. 23. 24. Oh, Father Christmas. Oh, it is so great to meet you. Oh, the kids are excited. Oh, I am Mark.
You're Mark Daniel. 25. 26.
Oh, you know me. Oh, from the nice list, I'm sure.
Sure. 27, 28,
29, 30.
Ah, one stroke of the bell for every year since the birth of Christ. Say, Mark, what year is this?
Oh, it is 2019.
2019. We'll get back to this a little later. Now, what a pleasure it is to see you all here. Yes. Now come by the UK Pavilion later, and we'll ring that bell 1,989 more times. Yes?
Oh, Father Christmas, I got you. I think I helped you out. I think I rang it about 17 more times.
Yes, Mark, I appreciate your zest for this tradition, but I'll come by a little later and I'll talk about the rest of the England's holiday traditions with you, especially the mistletoe.
Ooh.
Yes, I thought you might like that one.
I'd love it.
Well now, you must visit every pavilion, yes? All of you, visit every pavilion. You must celebrate all the seasons, all the holiday traditions of each nation. From Hanukkah and Kwanzaa to Christmas and beyond. You know, Mark, I'm feeling some magic in the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the China Pavilion, it's the Chinese Lion Dancers.
Thank you.
scare away all the evil spirits.
Did you know? I did not know that.
Yes.
This is amazing. And you know what? If you see them, that means everyone in this room will get good luck for the following year. Let's give them a big round of applause.
All right.
There's no better place to be than at Epcot around this time.
That's exactly right. Right here, in this place, at one time, we can journey through the cultural holiday traditions across the world and watch them come to life.
Joyful all ye nations.
So I hope you like that little taste of the holidays, guys. I sure did, and it's only going to get better as we get closer to Christmas. Thanks for listening. This has been show number 317 of the Disney Nerds podcast. Hey, Jimmy, tell everybody how to get in touch with the show.
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds, Instagram @thedisneynerdspodcast, and Twitter @thedisneynerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com. And watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.